It is Friday. It's time to talk about what's coming up in the movies this weekend. And, you know, with me is Kristen Meinzer, the Takeaway's movie buff, and Rafer Guzman, movie contributor for The Takeaway, film critic for Newsday. And, you know, this is kind of, I always think of February and most of January is kind of the dark night of the soul for movies. Not a great time to be attending movies, right?
No, yeah, the winter time is it's really a graveyard for the
most part. Before we start talking about these three movies you guys went to see, when does this end? When do we start getting the good ones going?
After the Oscars are over.
It's going to end pretty soon. It's going to end in May. There's a real huge crush. It's earlier than usual. It's earlier than summer.
I have to disagree with Rafer. I think that actually we can get some good ones this time of year if you're willing to enjoy a romantic comedy or some lighter fare.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the lighter fare we've got coming up. One of them is Liam Neeson's new film that stars in with Diane Kruger. It's called Unknown. And this is supposed to be a sort of Hitchcockian thriller, right?
Yeah.
Mind-bending sort of.
He plays a doctor, Dr. Martin Harris. He's in Berlin with his wife, January Jones from Mad Men.
Right.
They're in Berlin for a conference. His taxi takes a header off the bridge. He lands in a river, wakes up from a coma, and his memory has been erased, and his identity has been erased. His wife doesn't recognize him. She's married to another guy named Martin Harris, and he has to untangle the mystery.
Right, and it's supposed to be, you know, revelation after revelation after revelation, right? Does it work?
Yeah, you know, it's like a beach read. You know, it's plot driven. It's it kind of pulls you along. There's a twist. There's a turn. You get to the end, you can't even remember that you read it, and you toss it aside. It's perfectly enjoyable. It's fine.
And do we like Liam Neeson in these kind of action movies?
You know, I liked Liam Neeson in Taken. I thought he was really,
yeah,
really
he was
good.
Great in that movie.
And he's really big and kind of scary when he wants to be. In this movie, he's doing more fleeing than fighting. That just sort of disappointed
that's not
me.
So good.
Yeah,
all right.
Like,
well,
some more
let's
pummeling.
Talk about a guy who's not quite have the stature, literally, as Liam Neeson, and that is Vidal Sassoon. There's a new documentary coming out. It's called Vidal Sassoon, The Movie.
For me, hair meant geometry, angles, bone structure, cutting, uneven shapes, as long as it suited that face and that bone structure.
All right, so Vidal Sassoon, obviously everyone knows him who's walked down a shampoo aisle, but what do we learn, Kristen? We go more in depth into his background.
Yeah, I loved the film. Again, if you can enjoy light fare this time of year, this isn't a deep delving like investigation into Al-Qaeda. It's about a famous hairdresser, probably the most famous hairdresser in the world, and he's his own brand, but you learn about the fact that when he was 4 to 11, he lived in an orphanage. When he was 11 to 14, during the Blitz in London, he was sent off to the country with all the other children. And when he was 14, his mom actually pushed him into hairdressing, which he didn't want to do. He really wanted to be an architect, so he kind of married the two. And that's how he became a major hair designer. And I really enjoyed it. In that kind of poor boy makes good sort of way, it's very, very satisfying.
It sounds like both of those movies sound like sort of beach reads. But let's move on to this last one. You both saw I Am Number 4. What is this movie about, Rafer?
This movie is about a young space alien who is drifting from town to town, hiding his true identity. Until he gets to...
Because there's other aliens coming down to Earth trying to track him down and kill him.
Right, right. And of course, he gets to Paradise, Ohio, and he falls in love with the pretty outcast girl there and decides to stay. And he's not going to keep running.
See, I'm having you explain it because I can't do it without sounding cynical.
Without giggling, right. I know.
Does this movie work?
No. This movie basically seems like, it's begging for a lawsuit from the Twilight people.
Oh.
I mean, it's the exact same story, it's character for character, almost situation for situation. It's Twilight all over again. And it seems to me like the movie is trying to rush in and stake out some territory before the Twilight series ends.
All right. And we have just a little bit left here, Kristen. What did you like it?
I thought it was worse than Twilight. I didn't think it was just a
copy of
Twilight. It's much, much worse. At least Twilight does a good job of creating a cohesive world with its own rules and its own atmosphere. This one, I feel that Dawson's Creek did a better job of creating an atmosphere.
Oh, boy. Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. She does that with Rafer Guzman, who's also film critic for Newsday. Thumbs down on I Am Number 4. But if you like a beach read, go see Unknown or Vidal Sassoon, the movie. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.